Hey. Yeah, buddy.
Happy Monday. Happy. Or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever you fuck you listen to.
Man,
this.
It's Monday.
Or September.
It's happy Monday
or October.
To you. Yeah. Or October. Damn, you listen to it a whole week later?
October is not a whole week later.
Yes, it is.
October?
Yeah, October. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of my bad.
Wow.
I'm down bad early.
Early.
Okay,
early.
Early in the game. I got time to recover.
It's usually downhill.
Wow. Damn. Wow. 2 years. You think I'm a bad partner?
No. I think you're
bad podcaster.
No, you're not. Yeah. You're not. You're actually the life of this podcast.
No. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, if that's what you want to get to your boy.
I mean, I think so.
And y'all, I'm kind of turned. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't going to hold y'all.
You had a couple drinks.
I had a couple drinks.
We just went to dinner at Daisy's.
Yeah, we just had dinner, and it was so good.
If you haven't been to Daisy's.
Yeah.
In Logan Square.
Look at us starting out with food.
Listen.
Anyway.
This is not the food of the episode.
This is not. No, it's not. No, this
well,
is.
Well, let's.
This is bonus. Let's do the intro.
Let's do the intro. We'll talk about it.
Did y'all hear the story about Chicago and the Goodwood? Find out about it next.
Chicago with the Goodwood. It's Sarah.
And it's Dario.
And we traveled through all of Chicago's 77 community areas. We shared some great stories and took you to our favorite restaurants.
But you know what? There's more Chicago history and food to discover.
So join us as we connect you to the greatest city in the world.
You know why? Because this is 77 Flavors of Chicago. Hey. Yeah. You know why? Because this is 77 Flavors of Chicago.
Told you it was downhill. You started
volume
low as hell.
I sure did.
Turn up the volume mid-song. You thought I didn't catch that? I caught that.
Yeah, it wasn't mid.
I heard
it. You still had bars going, though. You were still loading up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Like Sarah said, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Rest in peace to Bob Barker, Bray Wyatt.
What?
Terry.
What did this? Oh, by the way, I don't have a phone.
Damn.
So I don't know what's going on.
As I say rest in peace, you say hold on. The phone.
Well, no, because I'm shocked and I don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
yeah. You've been down bad since Thursday.
Look at you.
No, I didn't already preface it. Your boy didn't have some drinks.
I can't believe Bob Barker is dead.
You know? That's crazy. That's wild.
I mean, he was 99.
Get your pet spayed and neutered. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he was known for. That's what he was known for at the end of it. Yeah. He would always say, man, something, and get your pet spayed and neutered. Y'all, I'm sorry if I'm going to be slurring it. No, I'm not.
I love The Price is Right.
Me too.
I love The Price is Right.
Oh, okay.
And I think I could win it.
You think you can win it?
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm a master grocer.
Yeah. master grocer?
I'm at least going to win the canned food section.
Yeah. You might go crazy in there.
And I love home appliances.
But see, they be having markup prices. They should be marked up, though.
I love vacations. I love car. I know the price of everything.
Yeah, you would be good. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like that and Supermarket Dash.
No, Supermarket Sweet, baby. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No. Supermarket Dash. That's what they had in Jordan.
Well, that's racist.
No, it's not. It's just.
It is.
It should be different.
You're assuming I didn't know that because I'm Arab.
No,
that's
no.
why it's racist.
No,
I'm it's only because I just had a 3-hour meal and I'm falling asleep.
No.
On the inside. My body is digesting me to sleep.
Damn.
That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, that food was good.
That food, if you haven't been to Daisy's.
As we talk about it again.
For real. Honestly, you gotta go.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm real cozy this episode. I'm real cozy. I'm cozy. I'm about to put my feet up. I'm about to put my feet up. I'm cozy.
Why?
Like, look how I'm leaning. Y'all can't see it, but I can only
see like your forehead and half of your eyes.
I'm giving you the Mr. Feeney treatment.
Yeah.
What is?
No, it's the Home Improvement.
Yeah, Home Improvement. Yeah, Home Improvement.
The guy in the back of Home Improvement.
Yeah. Did we ever see his face?
I don't think so. Wait, let me look it up.
You gonna look it up?
Not y'all, on my phone.
Well, meanwhile, she got your iPad. Meanwhile, while you looking that up, y'all, it's been a fun week, low key. I ain't even gonna lie, it's been a fun week, man. I had some more photography, but it was good. It was an Indian wedding I had to do, and they was two parts, y'all.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all know, but Indian weddings be lit. Like, it was 9:30 in the morning, and we was in the parking lot, parading around a car. The groom in a car with loud music blasting from another car with about 30, 40 people walking in the parking lot.
So I know you say that to this day, Indian events have been the most extravagant
they have
you've
been.
Seen.
And I've been to many black events.
Let me tell you. I know you do not believe me.
Okay. It's not that I don't believe you. I just have compelling evidence against that.
But you've never been to an Arab event.
That's very true. Okay. That's very true.
You've never been to an Arab wedding. You know what they do in an Arab wedding?
What?
They shut streets down. Okay? You go in a caravan of cars, honking, with the groom and the bride sitting on top of the car. Okay?
Come on now. Ain't nobody doing that. Y'all ain't doing that.
I have video of my cousin's wedding.
That was the cousin? What is he, the prince?
No, I seen that. It's regular. Just regular motherfuckers.
Just
in Nissan Versus.
Nissan Versus. Stop it. You said they out here in
My grandfather, Nissan Sunny.
Nissan.
Blue.
Damn, what model? The base model or the
I'm sure it was the base model. He's a teacher.
You know, the Toyota was good for the LE model. But you had the LE, you had the LE. I had the Camry LE.
Circle back. We do see Wilson's face on the last episode, the finale of Home Improvement.
I thought so. I remember that.
It's called Backstage Pass.
That
show was toxic.
Toxic? Yeah. Was it?
You don't remember. You don't remember now as an adult, but I listened to the podcast that is Boy Meets World. The cast is a recap of Boy Meets World, and they often talk about the set of Home Improvement.
Why do they talk about that? They should,
because they shared the same stage.
So they out here beefing this beef?
No. There's no beef, but they talk about how like the style of jokes of what's the name of the main
Tim
actor?
Allen.
Tim Allen is very like men don't understand women. Ha ha ha.
It
like,
is. You know what I mean? That's what the show. But now that you think
so,
about it,
It's kind of, and it's all, and they all dated each other.
He ain't do nothing to nobody. He's
very
nothing.
Misogynistic.
His style
of comedy is very misogynistic.
I mean, yeah.
He's like, men are cavemen. We don't understand feelings. It's very toxic.
I mean, ain't he Woody though?
He's what?
Woody from, he's Buzz Lightyear.
Shit, I don't know.
Buzz Lightyear. He played Buzz Lightyear.
I don't like him. I don't like his style. Damn. I also don't think men should have careers that long.
Wow! What? Wait a minute!
No, that was.
Wait, you talk about toxic?
He is 70, with a TV show still going on.
His TV show ain't going. It's done.
Yes, it is. No, not Home Improvement. He has another one.
It was the spinoff of Home Improvement.
No, it's another show called Last Man Standing.
Ain't that the spinoff?
Is it done? No, it started in 2011.
That shit done. I remember when it came
back. A spinoff is 12 years later, a spinoff.
Yeah, right. They do that?
I don't know. He did too much.
They still be spinning off of Spider-Man.
I don't like him.
Okay, we got that.
Maybe it's just him.
Okay. Damn, that's crazy. Do you
like him?
I mean, I ain't had no feeling against him. I mean, like, it's Woody.
You know, Buzz Lightyear. I never noticed until I watched Last Man Standing. I watched like two episodes.
You said I can't deal with this shit.
I don't like that.
Yeah, he, because that was a little bit played out when it came back. It was played out, but the mama, he was like, this was different. I don't think
an adult, I just did not enjoy it.
ABC put money behind them, Bordo. They willed that show because I didn't think it was gonna last that long either. I ain't gonna lie.
It did like it did 10 years.
Another 10 years?
Yeah, 2011 to 2021.
That shit just ended in 2021.
Just ended.
God, he had another 10-year career? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sit your ass at home. Damn, maybe give somebody else a chance.
Maybe he do need to sat down. speaking of sitting down.
Men need to go to jail. No,
wow. Come on. Do I got two? You get two bras this early?
No. I'm just kidding.
Man.
I'm just kidding.
Meanwhile.
Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
If I laugh a little bit too hard, I'm going to get dizzy.
You always get dizzy when you're laughing.
I always get dizzy. You know, because I be throwing my head back and shit like that, acting like
you
I ain't.
You do be throwing your head back.
Slow down. Slow down, y'all. That's just way too much information. Anyway.
I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
All right, yeah. I was about to get some flowers real quick.
Okay.
We have a dope listener. Y'all heard us talk about Miss Londa. Miss Londa just started a podcast.
Snap.
Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I can't just go.
There it is.
Miss Londa started a podcast called Mug Half Full with Yolanda.
I know.
You know, and it's interesting because you get to learn about her.
Right.
You know, like you bring your, you know, conversation. Yeah, she bring her half of the conversation, and y'all sit and y'all talk about it.
Basically,
I like that.
It's like a friendly conversation.
It is
two people
like us.
but better.
No, hers is more organized, probably.
She's also an actual adult.
Oh, stop it. We adults.
With actual life advice to give.
We just be giving history out in a different way. a consumable way. Hey, can y'all do something for us? But anyway, before we close out on that. Yo, congratulations to Ms. Londa. We out here listening. You support us. We support you. That's what I want to that's what I want to say, man. So yeah, get flowers, you know, flowers for Ms. Londa, and you get a coin. But here's what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to start ambassadoring for us a little bit stronger. People think we just a food podcast.
Yeah, for real.
And like, we put some respect on us, man. I know.
And here's why.
Why?
Because on Instagram, we posted a lot of food. And I get that. And a lot of our listeners aren't on Instagram, by the way.
Right.
A lot of the people that follow us on Instagram are restaurants, people that own food, other food influencers, random ass people I don't know.
Also, we in the food category on the podcast. Right. So, I mean, I guess
I get it.
That's a little bit misleading. But, like, don't you listen?
You know?
Don't you listen to the podcast? You know, dumb ass, head ass, goofy ass, goof ass. No. Shit. But for real though, so if y'all could just go out, next time somebody be like, "Oh, have you heard that food podcast?" You'd be like,
"Correct them,
history and food podcast." Say that. Yeah. Do say history first.
Yeah,
because we spend 30-40 minutes bullshit. We're not trying, but then we get to the history. Listen,
we love food. We love eating.
We do.
We love being food. Whatever the fuck.
Connoisseurs. Connoisseurs is definitely generous. Yeah, that's super generous. Super generous.
Super generous. I think we are consumers.
That word generous, it triggers me.
Why?
You know.
Oh.
We were in
Lake Como. Dario walks into a jewelry shop trying on a bracelet.
I pick out one I like. I said, "Oh yeah, let me get that one." This dude gonna say, you got a generous wrist. Slapped this whole shit out. Mm. And I was almost threw everything in that damn jewelry store down on the ground.
Damn.
Generous wrist. I ain't never heard nobody nicely tell me I'm fat.
You're not fat.
Now it wasn't fat. He was like, damn, you. Black guys from America built differently. No. That's what he was thinking. That's what was in my head, though. That's what it was.
But that's your internal dialogue.
Yeah, and he probably was like, man, wow, they are all basketball players. Like, that's crazy. That's, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He was nice. He was super nice. But as a black man, I default to the worst when people be saying shit like that. A generous wrist. Who the fuck?
You default to beating my ass when I try to wake you up.
What? No, I don't. Wait a minute. Slow down, y'all. Hold on. Wait, we got to clarify that one. We can't let that shit slide on the internet. Well, somebody, the motherfuckers going to be soundbiting that shit. 10 years
from now, they're going to be like,
damn, you don't even be beating her ass out of his sleep? What? That don't even make sense.
No, like if Dario's napping and I try to wake him up and I go, Dario, babe, and I try to wake him up. First of all, you wake up like I'm attacking you.
Hey, look, I'm from the south side. This shit is any kind of motion, man. Like any kind of motion.
We're in Lakeview.
I don't care. When I'm asleep, I don't be knowing where I'm at.
But you're in your house.
It don't matter. They be coming in the house.
Who's they?
Them? That's who they are. Shit. Just look, I will not be gotten.
You think they're waking you up saying, babe? They might be.
And then slap the shit out of you. That's how the robbers get you.
No, that's how the robbers.
That's how they get you. They want to buddy you up and make you feel weak. And then all of a sudden, slap the hell out of you. Then do something. Y'all don't know, man. I don't know. But basically what she's saying, y'all, is that my guard be up.
Up.
24/7.
Yeah.
So if you try to pull up on me, hey, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day for one of us. I promise you that.
Damn.
Shit. Me too. It's going to be a long day for both of us. I ain't got no lawyers. It's going to be a long day. Anyway, let's the fuckery.
This was the longest tangent.
No. We done did longer now.
How long is this tangent?
She said.
That's what she said.
Long as you need to be. Wow. Okay, all right. Y'all, that's actually a good transition. We're talking about wood and... We're talking about this is no we so did y'all know
don't tell anyone about this podcast
yeah no do, please do episode. Please tell it specifically this episode 130.
Damn.
Yeah, this is episode 130, by the way.
No,
yeah, we've been doing this 130 weeks straight. Damn. Did you know that Chicago was once the lumber capital of the world, y'all? Did y'all know that? I had no clue.
Me neither. Shit.
I don't even know
I
how.
Thought we did brick and pigs, and that's it.
Bricks and pigs. I mean, that would be a nice synopsis of Chicago.
Chicago, bricks and pigs.
Bricks and pigs is all you need to know. And pizza. Deep dish pizza.
Ooh, don't talk about pizza.
Yeah, for real. Oh. Come on. Pray. And
That's an Easter egg. No, for those. If you know, you know.
That is. Don't look. Anyway.
If you don't know, don't DM us. I'm not saying shit.
We don't want no smoke. but yeah, Chicago was the lumber.
Or fire.
Stop it. Okay, this is. Wow, we might have to start this motherfucker over there.
With a Y.
Oh my goodness. Stop.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, Chicago Y. Stop. Okay, all right. Okay. All right, let's gather ourselves. Y'all take a break. You can pause right now if you want to. Come back. Sarah is off the. That, you know, every time we do these inside things, I think about the comment of like, damn, too many inside jokes.
This is an industry inside joke.
This is a legit inside joke right here.
But like, so, people that.
Our dogs get mad because we're getting loud in here. For real. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Chicago was the lumber capital of the world. Bet you didn't know that. I didn't know that. And I don't even know how we thought to think of this.
Yeah.
This episode. I don't know how I got to this point. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why. So when Chicago was incorporated as a town, not a city, August 10th, 1833, you know, we were already in the process of building. You know, like Chicago was, you know, becoming of its own. And yeah. It wasn't until 1848 when the Illinois and Michigan Canal, I&M for short, was opened. And what that did was kind of create, obviously, many, you know, a passageway for different goods and be traded. And that's how Chicago came as the central location here in the Midwest of the United States. A good central point, right?
Yeah.
All kind of goods. One of them was wood. It was wood because, you know, a lot of places, especially Wisconsin, Michigan, and then eventually down south, because when they were starting to grow and boom, they mm-hmm. didn't have a, or I don't know why they didn't figure out how to get, you know, their own trees and lumber, because I'm sure it was wooded everywhere in Chicago, you know what I mean?
Right.
When at that time in the early 1800s, no cities that were being built were using as much wood as Chicago was and distributing it. Right. So that's what that opened up to. When the I&M Canal came, it connected down to the Mississippi River. And then Chicago just became this gateway for not only food, but like wood, right? And as we were growing and as the cities around us were growing, it just happened to be that way.
Yeah.
Here's a crazy stat, just to give you an idea of how much wood Chicago was shipping.
Okay.
Or did ship. By 1889, we had shipped or moved 7 billion feet of wood.
That's a lot. That's a lot of wood.
That's a lot of wood.
That's a hefty amount of wood right there.
That is a lot to handle. So, but Chicago became, you know, that city. And then when you think about, railroads were starting to pop. And that was also a catalyst for this whole kind of movement because
they moved cattle.
Yeah. Look at you. You're just on fire today. Oh, I'm fire. Okay, stop it. It also helped, you know, move the wood faster. You know what I mean? Distributing not just down the Midwest part of the states, but like across the country, you know. So that kind of happened, right? When it was all said and done, right around that same time in the late 1800s, there were about 50 firms that sold wood. That was like wood and lumber in Chicago.
Wow.
Like, think about that. That's a lot of places.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So
I think
we,
it's a lot.
50 is a lot. You know what I mean? So like that was like the early, you know, the late 19th century. Now, you're probably thinking Chicago Fire, right? The Chicago Fire, right? And because that was the first thing I thought is like, how could we be the lumber capital of the world? But yet the Chicago Fire happened.
You know why? Because there's haters out there. And they didn't want this for us. They did. So they wished the fire upon
they
us.
They did. Somebody came through smoking a cigar and was like, hey, fuck this town. You know?
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? So the Chicago Fire, 1871, what happened? It burned down, right? The city burned down. Now, most of the city, obviously, the buildings were wood, right? The buildings were wood. So that was part of our you know, contribution to using up the wood. We had a lot of buildings that was built. And most of those burned down. Yeah. And then the ordinance, you all know we talked about this, the ordinance happened where you couldn't build buildings with wood anymore, right? That was, it had to be some kind of fireproof, you know, or some kind of good material so that it didn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you're probably thinking like, okay, but like, what about this wood situation? Well, we still were, and all the way up to like the early 1900s, we were still like a capital for lumber here in the city. We were still a capital. Wild. And the reason why is we had streets in other cities that still needed it, and we were already established ourselves. And I say streets because that is a big situation here in Chicago. Did you know, fun fact here, that when the Chicago Fire burned down, it burned about 35, 36, somewhere around that range, miles of the 61 miles of street that we had. So you had more than half our streets were burned down.
That's wild.
Yeah, and that's something that when you think about Chicago Fire, you don't think about that. You think city burned down, but most of them were wood. And so 61 miles of street just burned down. Wow. Now, how did we get here, right? How did we get here? Let's go back in time just a little bit, right? Let's go back to about the, what did I say? I&M Canal was 48. Let's go back to that time. Back then, Chicago's roads were made from an idea that another guy had. Yes, that another guy who created the wooden streets. Mm-hmm. His name was Samuel Nicholson, and he created a method for paving streets with wood. It was cheaper and it was more affordable. And what he did, what that was basically was almost like interlocking bricks. You know what I mean? He had different sizes. I mean, wood.
A fire trap.
He really did, because to Sarah's point, y'all,
it's lacquered, right?
It was basically lacquered with tar. Yeah. So he put all this wood, right, with like blocks.
He just laid wood.
Just laying
wood.
That was good. You're gonna find it there. Yeah.
This one's easy. This is a layup.
Yeah, this is a layup.
This is low hanging fruit.
This is easy. So he made this method for laying tracks down. It was streets down. I'm sorry. It was cheap. It was affordable, right?
Right.
And it was so good that I forgot what happened. I guess he kind of like raised the prices or something happened or he became a corporation, a big business, and started charging a little bit more. So a lot of cities, including Chicago at that time, switched over, you know, and right around 1860, switched over to a new bricklaying method that was also introduced.
You said bricklaying?
Did I say brick? I'm sorry. Wood laying method for streets, right?
Yeah.
Cities moved on from that, right? And now
from his method.
From his method, right? And they still, it was still wood, but it was just a different type of wood, right?
Yeah.
And so. They switched over. The reason why I bring that up is because Chicago, even after the fire, still laid wood.
I thought it was streets. Like illegal.
It was illegal for the buildings. And
you
would
think it's illegal for streets.
You would think. Well, that's where.
But I guess it's not as if the buildings aren't wood, but the streets are, and the streets catch on fire somehow.
Right.
It's not as dangerous.
But you can't go nowhere, right? You know what I'm saying? Like if the street's on fire, how you going to go outside? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
wild. You can't even run away.
That's different.
But the reason why that was, and y'all are probably wondering, like, this don't even make no sense. This is the reason why Chicago kept the wood streets.
Cheap.
It was very cheap. And for a city, and to give you some more context, right? To give you more context, from the Chicago Fire in 1871 to about 1900, 1910, right around that area, in between that time, Chicago went from 300,000 people to 2 million people. Fastest growing city in the world. You know what I mean?
That's
like
wild.
In the world. So the reason why I bring that up is because it was cheaper. You had that many. You had
to pave so many more streets. You had to push more infrastructure.
So Chicago was like, you know what? We going to kind of wing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
just go with the cheaper route.
We got to do what we got to do.
After the Chicago Fire, there were still, immediately after the Chicago Fire, it was about 71% of our streets were still wood. Right around the end right around the end of that 1910, when they actually said, "Hey, look, let's stop," it was 15% of our streets were still wooden at that time. We fast forward to today. That's what brings us to today's fun little mystery.
Yeah.
Did you know that Chicago has one remaining wooden street?
Yeah.
From back in that day that you can go check out right now. Did you know that?
Now I do.
Now you do. Yeah. Right. Now you
did
do.
Did not when we did it.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it right now. So 1909, this street was paved with the secondary method
of Buddy.
Of Buddy's ass.
What's his name? Sam?
Samuel Nicholson. I believe it was the second. It wasn't his way, but it was right around that time. And let me correct all that. It was paved with his way, right? It was paved his way. 1909, this road was built. It was a road at the time. Right now, it's an alley that you can go to.
Right.
It's
pretty wide, though.
It's a pretty wide street. And I'm sure it was probably a little bit wider. It was definitely longer.
That's what she said.
It was definitely longer than what you see right now. Because the part of the street did catch on fire. And so they were able to cut off the part to the west of this street. And you probably wonder, where is this street at? The street is located in the Gold Coast, in between Astor and State Parkway.
Yeah.
It's a little alley, and actually over there is where the Chicago's Cardinal lives. Right behind it, that's where his mansion is, and that's where this alley is.
I thought it was like a group of people.
I think it is, but like that's where Chicago has one cardinal.
The Archbishop.
Yeah, the
Archbishop.
Archbishop or Archcardinal? Which one is higher? Or is it, am I saying it? But nonetheless, y'all know Cardinal Bernardine. What's his name? Friend. I'm down bad right now.
Huh? It's called the Cardinal Mansion.
Yes.
But it's the Archdiocese?
Archdiocese of Chicago. Yes.
Which is the Archbishop has lived in that house since 1885.
There you go.
Okay. And it's like the Roman Catholic Archbishop. Unfortunately, you cannot go inside. There are no tours, but you can see it from the outside. There are multiple signs that say private residence, meaning lot of people must have tried to get on the property to see it. But you can't. It's built in the Queen Anne style.
Mm.
And
Queen Anne style, you see a lot of that over Prairie Avenue.
Right.
You used to, I guess. Right. You used to see it over there.
And yeah, the Archbishop of Chicago, Francis Cardinal George.
You know where you can see a lot of Queen Anne style? Pullman.
That's correct.
If you go down to Pullman, you can see a lot of Queen Anne style buildings down there. Very nice. What's the other neighborhood that we were in that you can actually see a lot of those Queen Anne style up north? I want to say Hermosa, but
Austin?
Yes, there it is. Austin, West Side, right over there. Go to Austin and that community area. You can see a lot of that style housing over there.
It's really beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very vibrant.
Yes.
But
But yes, so this street, now alley, is actually pretty dope. It was restored. Did I do it again? Yeah. Restored. It was restored. I said restored.
Restored is correct.
Restored?
Yeah. Restoration. Restored.
Okay. I guess they sound different.
Then what?
I don't know. Restored.
I guess.
Is it restored or restored?
I guess
it don't matter. It don't matter, right? It just sounds. Didn't I do this some other time on the podcast? And I slipped up.
You'd be doing it.
Anyway.
Everybody.
Anyway. This street was actually placed on a National Registry of Historic Places in 2002.
Mm.
You can go touch it. You can still see how it all feels. There's a sign up there talking about everything I just talked about. I didn't plagiarize.
That street is pretty cool. There's a bunch of landmarks around there.
Yes.
Directly
across the street. Tell them about that one.
Yes. So directly across the street is the residence of Buddy that started the Chicago Tribune.
Buddy that started it. Come on, dude. Put some respect on dude. Robert McCormick.
There it is.
Yeah.
Robert McCormick.
He was huge into. Did y'all know that Robert McCormick, not only was he, like Sarah said, kind of like one of the.
A buddy. No, I was playing.
Yeah. He really pushed the Chicago Tribune over the top. Nationally and here locally, but also Did you know he coined the phrase Chicagoland?
Yeah.
Yes, he coined the phrase Chicagoland. So if you ever hear all over on the news in the Chicagoland area, he Robert McCormick, he did it. And you can see the building where he lived in. It's right there.
Correct. He does have, I think his main residence is outside of the city.
Yeah.
But this is...
He lived in.
Yeah.
When he had to work, you know.
Right.
To work in the city. Right. City.
Correct. But nearby is the Patterson McCormick Mansion, the Wooden Alley, which we were just talking about. Louise DeCoven Bowen. Mm. I don't know how to pronounce her middle name. Catholic Cemetery, the James Charnley House, Abraham Lincoln Monument. There's the monument of that guy that was the father of dentistry.
Oh, yes. That's pretty dope. The
Bertha Palmer and Potter Palmer homes. There's a lot in that area. It's similar to... what were we just talking about? By Motor Row. Prairie Avenue. It's similar to like how a lot of people lived. So... I mean, if you remember from our Prairie Avenue episode, we talked about how once the bridge was built over Michigan Avenue, a lot of people moved from Prairie Avenue to the Gold Coast.
And we found out that it was, the Rush.
Correct.
The Rush Bridge.
Yeah. 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 And that specific street that the Robert McCormick former residence is on is actually itself in the Chicago Registry of Historic Places or something like that.
National Registry of Historic Places.
No, it's not National Registry.
No.
Chicago Landmark.
Yeah, Chicago Landmark. Yeah, right. That whole street. And there's a plaque right there for it.
Correct. There's so you plaque. Can walk up and down that block, and it's right by Lincoln Park.
Yes. Which, fun fact, and I think we mentioned this on the... I'm pretty sure we mentioned it on the podcast. Did you know that if you... Because right there, the corner Astor and North right there.
There it is. Astor is the street.
Yeah, Astor is the street. North is the east-west street. Did you know that part of Lincoln Park, or all of that Lincoln Park, is unincorporated? It's not... there's no community area.
It's like Navy Pier.
It's like Navy Pier. It's not... this should go without saying. You know what I mean?
But yeah,
like,
if there's no one living
there, yeah.
It's not
a community area. Yeah, so that part of the city is just the park. Yeah,
that's why our first episode, which is no longer up anymore, we were talking about Streeterville, but we filmed by...
Navy Pier,
which... is not a community area.
No, we didn't. No. That wasn't our first episode. Lakeview was our first episode. Second episode.
Second episode.
Yeah. That was 2 years ago. Jesus. Where's the time going?
I don't know. Wow. But I'm 30 now, so.
Dang. You was 27? 26 when I met you? That's right. Yeah.
You were 35.
Damn. You look at you. That seemed like a comeback. That seemed like shade.
Did you just... You're about to be a 40-year-old boyfriend. Look at you.
Wow, y'all. Hold on. No. What is that? What kind of energy was that?
I'm just saying.
Oh, don't do me like this on the podcast. 40-year-old boyfriend. Wow.
Okay, 40-year-old partner.
Okay, that sounds a little bit better.
That sounds more grown up, huh?
Yeah, you said boyfriend with energy, like that's a dork thing.
No, it's not. Okay. I'm just saying.
40-year-old. Hey, look, Sarah trying to get a ring.
Oh my God,
she gonna get it. We gonna win a chip. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
Okay, damn. Call me a 40-year-old boyfriend on this goddamn podcast.
Oh, I did not mean it like that. Oh, look at this. Doesn't even want.
Look at you. Stuttering.
The mic is cutting me.
No, yeah, that's gone. Anyway, let's. You ready to talk about the food, though? I'm excited to talk about the food.
Very ready to talk about the food. I'm super excited.
Yes. It's an honor and a privilege, y'all.
For real.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this break.
All right. We are back. Stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. That'd be cold. I ain't gonna lie, y'all.
I know, but you don't need to be...
You know, I heard how you said don't be making that noise.
Yeah.
Oh, man, 40-year-old boyfriend.
I mean...
Anyway.
Today we ate at a place that is super special to us.
Yes.
And we're very, very excited to talk about it. If you guys did not know, Dario does comedy.
Yes.
And when he first started out in comedy, the first show that he was producing was at this place that we're going to talk about today, at this restaurant. It's called My Buddies.
Hey.
It is a neighborhood hangout, an alibi. restaurant. You could just say I'm at my buddies.
Hang out. I'm at my buddies.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you talk about your experience with the vibe, with the comedy, what you did.
Man, let me tell you. First of all, shout out to Brian Bondurant over there at My Buddies, man. The whole crew that they got to make this place last through a pandemic, y'all.
Yeah, they did literally everything they could to make it as safe as they possibly could for people to be able to keep their jobs and stay there.
I remember the first time I met Brian. Brian was the same way he is now. He was so nice. I was there for an open mic. It was a competition for a comedy show. If I had done well at the open mic, I would have gotten to be on the lineup that they had there. I did well enough. I didn't win it. The politics of it, I'm still bitter over this. But it was crazy. I was fresh in the game, y'all. So like I didn't get no respect from nobody, but I did well. And then I was brought back, I think, a month later, you know, to perform again, and they let me host the main show. And from that moment on, man,
you and Brian became best friends.
Me and Brian was he loved me, I loved him, the vibe was cool. I must have hosted my 3.5 years being at that place, I done hosted
hundreds of shows.
At My Buddies. So that place is forever, ever, ever, like, in my memory, my heart, like, for my comedy career. Honestly, would not have been anywhere, you know, without this place right here. It was such a dope. So shout out to Brian, that whole spot.
And he's such a great person.
He's
literally the life of the party,
man,
in that place.
He will walk
he's
around
there
that
every
place.
Single day.
Every day. He will walk around there. He will
say hi to everyone.
Know everybody. You know what I mean?
He's definitely that kind of vibe.
And, you know, it's a place where you can hang out. You can go there. He is very wrapped into community with the softball. They
super
do kickball.
The
they do drag.
He's one of the comedy. If you do S3
league here in Chicago,
any of the S3 leagues, My Buddy's name is on your t-shirt.
Yes. And I have it on my t-shirt.
Yeah. So he's super into the community. He's actually owned, this is his, I think, second or third restaurant that he's run.
Yeah. Multiple.
Over his career.
Yes.
But it's such a special place because, and this is like, I'm speaking genuinely, I know we love Brian and we love the place, and we held off so long to talk about it because we wanted to gatekeep it, but we're ready. We're ready for you to experience it.
Yeah.
If you have not yet. And I'm sure a lot of you probably already know what My Buddies is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's right in Uptown. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's probably one of the safest spaces to exist as a human.
Yes.
Brian is like the number one support.
He do not play games when it comes to like discrimination of any sorts.
For real.
any sorts.
Like, genuinely, he is truly about it.
Yeah.
And he's created such a safe space for so many different communities. And you can go there and enjoy things like drag bingo, drag comedy, drag shows, all kinds of comedy shows, women empowerment shows, non-binary shows, literally anything that you can think of that would not have space elsewhere, Brian has made space for.
Yep.
And not in a cash grabby way.
No,
like
for real.
Like, he is genuinely there to create space for people to be creative and to be themselves. There's a resident DJ that is like creating a vibe there all the time. The people that work at My Buddies are always picked to be like the nicest people. They're super welcoming. They're very genuine. And
Sarah met me there.
I did. That's where we met. That's where Dario and I met at a comedy show.
At a comedy show.
At the like women and non-binary show that Dario was producing.
Yeah.
And 4 years ago now almost.
Yeah.
Hey. And so it also has a special place in my heart in a different way, but I love that place so much.
So dope.
And so during the pandemic, when no place was open, they were also closed, but they tried their best to keep everyone on. And so, like, Brian is genuinely about the community, about the people that work on his team. He, like, loves them. And then when they started opening back up, Dario would go in and I would go in, and only a few people were allowed in there. They had, like, you know, barriers everywhere and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's when they did the patio. So now they have a beautiful patio.
Yeah.
Albeit it's small.
That
it's
patio the, been through it, though.
I know.
Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, that patio then blew over in the rain, in the wind. Like, I can't tell you how many times.
And he's put it up every single time. Better than before.
Yep. Better than
which
before.
Which is such a metaphor for Brian.
And the crazy thing about it is as much as the community is with him, he got people from the community to help him with that. Real. So, you know, what comes around goes around, you know what I mean, like in a good way. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
they also have great food, y'all.
Yes,
they got some good food,
some really good food,
some really good
and
food.
And actually, at some point, Dario was a taste tester.
I was. A lot of this stuff.
We would be sitting, and Brian would just bring out food. Be like, try this.
This is what we trying. This coming up next.
Yeah,
here, man. Yeah. I would be back there in the kitchen. I remember when they had the beignets. And they were testing trying to get the beignet mix right, man.
They often have a menu that like rotates, that is themed around whatever is happening during that time of year. But their main menu has some great things on it. Yes. It is generally a bar, so it's a lot of like bar related foods. But these are our go-to things, and this is what we ate today.
Yes.
Okay. So my go-to order at my buddies is the tachos, which is the tater tot nachos.
Them tachos is fire.
It's a mountain of tater, crispy, crunchy, golden tater tots, with cheese, sour cream, jalapeno peppers, cilantro, tomato, onion, and I always add steak.
Yep.
And I've never finished this order.
You can't finish.
You can't. I always take it home, but you cannot finish it.
Yeah, no. Now here's the thing. It's a mountain of tots, but then you can add a protein onto it.
Right, I add
steak. Oh, my bad. I'm just saying, like, if you add that on there.
It's a meal.
How can you, you know what I mean? Like, and then, because I say, if you're going to be drinking something, whether it's pop, water,
and
alcohol, you're going to fill up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you go.
And you know what I love about them is I don't drink anymore, and so they have a lot of like non-alcoholic options.
They specialize in this,
and they make their own homemade like syrups.
Yep.
And so I always go up and I'm like, I want like the raspberry or the blueberry or the whatever the fuck the syrup is.
Yeah.
With like soda water and some lemon juice.
Brian will be like, we got this, that we can do this, and we mix it with this, and it's going to bring out a little bit of...
And he has such talented bartenders, I often be like, just make me whatever you want, as long as it's not alcoholic, just I don't care. And Dario usually gets a pitcher of Jack and Coke.
No, that's what Brian be getting. Like, after, y'all, my choice drink was Jack and Coke. I'm a bourbon, whiskey, rum type of guy, so like, during the comedy shows, I would be putting back Jack and Cokes all night, man. And So Brian, at some point, years into the game, he would just bring me a picture of
a picture,
y'all, of Jack and Coke, and that'd be mine for the night. For so,
that's the first thing that we ordered is those tachos. They're absolutely amazing. The second thing we got is Dario's favorite, which is the Buddy Burger.
That Buddy Burger, y'all.
That Buddy Burger is amazing. It comes with hickory bacon, and the meat is just juicy and delicious. Caramelized onions.
Yes.
It is absolutely delicious. Perfect, like, meat to bread ratio.
Yes.
And then you get it with a choice of side salad, coleslaw, fries, or tater tots. And we had the tots, so we got fries.
Yes.
Them
fries?
Fire. And you should get the spicy mayo.
You have to. You have to get the spicy mayo because, like, I can't remember if we had the spicy mayo.
I always order the spicy mayo with mine. You a mayo hater, so.
No, I ain't not no mayo hater.
Now, grow the fuck up. Just
eat the mayo. Damn, did I take the hit for everybody?
No, I'm just saying. People that hate mayo love aioli, knowing damn well the same shit.
I'm
back on my shit.
Yeah, I know you are. you own that. Mm-hmm. You own that. But honestly, that is some good ass sauce. Like, honestly, it better than the ketchup.
It's so good. Guys, mayo is eggs, oil, lemon, and seasoning.
You said, just do it.
Just do it.
Stop being childish. Head ass.
Just do it.
Just do it. It was good.
So good.
I think that burger is one of my favorite burgers out there. Honestly.
It's really good.
It's a, honestly,
for
I
real. The caramelized onions just like,
Yeah, and they do it. They do it well all the time, right? Yeah. It's a nice.
It's consistent. That's what I like. Yes. It's consistent. I've been ordering the same shit for 4 years. Right, and it's tasted the same way.
Been eating. Which next we tacos. This was definitely one of the ones that we tried. I remember trying. Here's the thing.
There are side men. You know how like people do specials. Restaurants do specials. So they do that. There are different things other than the standard menu.
Yes.
It's just I love the standard.
Right. Menu. I mean, like
you know when you want like a comfort, like easy. Meal,
yeah,
that's literally what that food
is. I think you know what it is too is we've been going there so long.
I know
we like used to the home base stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And I'm not like the food is great. There's always going to be different. Going to
I just why did it just hit me? It's like okay, so me and you met 4 years into the game. Yeah. I mean 4 years ago, but I was going there before you.
Yeah,
I'm like 6 years in that thing.
Literally,
yes, actually, yes. So I've been doing stand-up comedy for 8 years. Yeah, so 7 years. I was there 7 years before you.
Isn't that wild?
6 years, because the first year in my stand-up career, I was at North Bar, no longer there, RIP. But I was over at North Bar in Wicker Park, that area. So, okay, but yeah, so 6 years. So I was there 2 years before you. Damn, I've been going to my buddies for a long time.
Yeah.
Jesus. But yeah, that was good. The next thing, what I was going to say is the tacos. So they do these specialty tacos.
Listen, these tacos are not cheap. They're not cheap. I would say that is my constant criticism. These are not cheap tacos. Yes. Okay. It's audacious to charge $5 for a taco. It is. It is.
Yeah, it
not
is.
Gonna lie. But, not going to lie. But this is not a standard taco.
This is not.
Okay? And I'm not making an excuse. You be the judge. Okay. You decide if this is. A taco you would like to spend your money on. That's fine. I don't always order the taco, but sometimes if I'm vibing, I'll get the fucking taco.
You get the taco.
You know?
And these tacos are extravagant. The first one we had is the southern, what is it called?
It's called the Southern Chicken Taco. Whew. And that taco is, it's probably the most popular one. It's Southern Fried Chicken, Pico de Gallo, lettuce, mac and cheese with hot sauce.
Hey, mac and cheese. And crispy chicken.
And a ton of flour tortilla.
Oh, no.
Listen, it's a huge taco.
Huge.
I think if I'm not ordering the tachos, I usually get like two tacos and I'm good.
And that's it.
I'm good.
That's it.
I can't do more. Mm-mm. They're big. But this one's $4.99 and it's a meal, mm-hmm. low key. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's very good. Not my personal favorite. I'll tell you about my favorite in a second. Yes. But you love this one. I think you taste tested this one.
I did. Yeah. I taste tested all these. I remember when he first came out with it, he was like, what do you think about this one? This specifically with this one, the southern one, they were trying it again. I remember that one was being like tested a couple times. It was like, man, is it too much or should we do this? And blah, blah, blah. I remember coming in and that was one of the first things he gave me. He was like, test this out. This coming up next. I was like, yo, this is a lot, but. I mean, if KFC could do a whole chicken bowl, I mean, do the KFC bowl, you could do one taco with, you know, that shit in it. So, yeah, I mean, like, so, yeah. And it was, it's good.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good. This is my favorite, which is the Island Shrimp Taco. Mm. It's jerk seasoned shrimp topped with cilantro, avocado, brown sugar, cider, slaw, and a touch of fresh squeezed lime juice. I love this one.
I'm not a fan of
it. It's spicy, and I like the little bit of sweetness with it. I think it's amazing.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
It had all the elements are good. I just think the mixture of it together, because the shrimp by itself is good.
You don't like slaw.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's the...
You don't like avocado.
Yeah, if you're not a fan of those things...
if you're not a fan of the ingredients, don't order.
No. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
But I mean,
if you don't like something, don't get it.
Yeah. that's facts. That's facts. No, but I mean, that's the only reason. I will say this, though. The shrimp is seasoned.
Yeah,
like,
it's jerky.
Jerk, man. Like, again, if you worried about seasoning here.
Don't be.
Do not worry about seasoning. That's the last thing you need to worry about. Like, my buddy's going to give you seasoning. Like, you're going to get your flavor. Yeah. It's just, I'm not a big fan of, like, that. That contrast of flavors between
that's fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's talk about your favorite. Yes. The Stampede Steak Taco.
Yeah, now
it's flame seared and seasoned grilled steak with caramelized onions, jalapeno peppers, cheese, and romaine topped with blackened ranch.
And so this, y'all, look, by the time I done had like three, four Jack and Cokes in me, I'm hitting Brian up in the kitchen. Hey, look.
Dario walks to the
kitchen. I walk to the kitchen.
And then they kick him out and they're like, get out of here.
Hey, run me two of them bad boys. Send it over to table one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need them stat. And so, like, that's why I think that kind of, like, hit for me. But they are very good. I love the seasoning on those. Ironically, it's the lightest of all the three, I feel like. Aside from the shrimp.
I think so.
Aside from the shrimp. The shrimp is light because it's fish. Fish is always going to be, like, really light. But that feels super light. Like, I can put at least two of those back and still be okay. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, you put some of them other ones, man, you can be full some after one. Some of them other tacos will be too much.
You don't need to be worried about
it. Okay, yeah, right. But the Stampede is my personal favorite. I think it's just, you know, this is a little bit more sentimental. Y'all, I'm just being 100% honest with you. It's very good. Of the three, it's probably the most basic one. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's still good.
It's good. But, like, again, I'm giving you the sentimental value. I don't want y'all to go there and be like, oh my God, Dario said it's good. You know, it's good. But, you know, like, I just have a personal story.
Right. That's all. Other things on the menu that you might be surprised that are very good are the deviled eggs.
Oh, I forgot about them.
They fucking slap.
Those were the ones that I was going crazy on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You were ordering them all the time.
Oh, and because you get like five or six of them.
They are great. And I would not expect a bar to make great deviled eggs, but they do. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
They are smacking too, y'all.
They're so good.
Yes.
Another one is the farmer's market hummus. And as an Arab, it's a very garlicky hummus. Very.
I don't remember that. Did I have
it? It's the big ass bowl of hummus with like the veggies and the pita. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I order if the comedy show that Dario was doing was long and I wanted a snacky snack that would last me all night. That's what I would order because it's huge. Yeah, it's made for like a group of people. It has a bunch of cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, celery.
Take your time, Pastor.
Anyway, and that is really delicious.
Yeah.
The other burgers on the menu are also really great. And what I love is they have like vegan and vegetarian options. So everybody,
they do. They, of course, they
could get some.
Yeah. Everybody can get it.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good food, y'all. Honestly, something for everybody there, whether it be the food,
the vibes, the
entertainment. I will say this, though. One thing we haven't said, and it's key. It is a Packers bar, y'all.
It is a Packers bar.
And you probably, Dario, aren't you a Chicago fan? I'm a diehard Chicago Bear fan. Let me tell you.
And fuck the Packers.
Fuck the Packers. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck the Packers.
Me and Brian has had this conversation. Like, it would be nice. It'd be nice.
If
where
it was a reform.
Because my show was on Mondays. The majority of the 4 years, my show was on Mondays. And so when the Packers had Monday Night Football, I would either move the show to later or... Or I just wouldn't have it on that day. And I think it only not happened on that day, one time in 4 years. We either moved it back later or something. But, oh, my God, it was the pain in the ass when the Packers were in. He's like one of the Packers fans that is obnoxious. My goodness. They throw big-ass parties Packers.
He throws big-ass parties for everything.
And you know what?
He's always in the Pride Parade.
Brian, if you hear me, Brian, I want you to know. I see you wearing that damn Packers poncho.
For real.
He got this Packers poncho that I've never told him, but I'm going to tell you now, bro. I can't stand that thing. And from the bottom of my heart.
And fuck the Packers.
And fuck the
Packers. On that note.
If
you like this episode, please share it. That is the best way to support us, is to get more people to listen to this podcast, more people to engage. Follow us on Instagram, on TikTok. It's 77 Flavors Shy everywhere. If you did not like this episode, is it because it was downhill from the beginning? Is it because Dario did not play the right
volume? I recovered.
I mean,
watch how smooth this outro about to be, though.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready.
Take us out, Captain.
But we still got about 10 seconds.
Damn.
you know, I got to
laugh for 10 seconds.
Ha, 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 ha. Bye. We strongly like you.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed that. Please follow us on all social media at 77 Flavors Shy. And if you have any ideas and things you want to learn about, please email us at media@77flavorsshy.com.
Yeah, and if you could also head on over to our YouTube channel, same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, and give us a follow, give us a like, and give us a good rating there. Make some comments. Go ahead and subscribe. Like, we love y'all. See you next week.